Our next story sounds like an urban legend, but it's not. The next time you sit down on the toilet, you might want to be careful. A man in Cork has been bitten on the backside by a rat. It's thought the rat came up the toilet to attack him. I'm always going to be looking down now. He was taken to hospital for treatment following the incident. Later complained to local councillor Noel Collins. Mr. Collins said the council had a responsibility to investigate the incident. This is the stuff of absolute nightmares. And you know I've been having problems.
You're not going to talk about the problem I think you're going to talk about.
Well, you know,
no one wants to know.
I've changed my diet and I'm having problems. I'm on the toilet quite a lot.
Yes, that's true, because you're on this weird diet to try and lose weight, yes, which has affected your movement. But
getting bit.
Do you not think, though, poor rat, that rat has made its way through lengths and lengths of sewers and pipes
Stop.
And toilets, and then it thinks, oh, freedom, I'm almost at the end, I can see a light, I can see, what is that?
Stop.
It's Stephen Nolan.
Stop. These dingbats, right, that often say radio is the theatre of the mind and all this kind of stuff, right?
Well, these are the dingbats that give you them big checks.
So let's just pause,
yes,
as they would say, pause for a moment. And I want everyone listening to this programme this morning to picture the scene.
Mm-hmm.
You're sitting on the toilet.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a rat underneath and it's looking up at you. And then it comes up and it bites you. Boom!
I feel sorry for the rat. Imagine if you accidentally picked Stephen Nolan's toilet and that's where you ended up.
Did this actually happen?
Apparently so. This man was bitten on the backside because he's sitting in the toilet and you're kind of, you know, you're, some people bring in magazines or sit and play on their phone. You kind of chill out for a few minutes. It's a couple of minutes of the day where you're not stressed with work and you're off guard. That's the word. So you'd be sitting there thinking, this is great, bit of peace.
I am now going to put some type of, having introduced this story this morning,
yes,
I'm now going to put some type of wire mesh under me when I go to the toilet. There's no way there's a rat biting me.
You put like a sieve in your toilet.
We'll have to go to Dragon's Den and we will invent
an anti-rat toilet.
Anti-bum rat, whatever what would you call it?
Anti-rat.
No,
You don't need to bring your bum into it.
I've actually got the name.
Yes.
Anti-bum bite. That's what it's called. Anti-bum bite. The rat catcher Jim England is with us this morning. Good morning to you,
good
Mr.
Morning,
England.
Good morning.
What is this possible?
It's very possible, yeah. I mean, as you've heard, I mean, there's some indignities that you should just not have to go for, and this is one of them. And, I mean, it's not unheard of. I mean, we do get call-outs. It's quite common. It's a lot more common than you would think.
Now, don't be telling me that. It's quite common.
It certainly is, yeah. I mean, go on YouTube and there's a great bit of footage there that shows where they've taken a cutaway section of a sewage system and a laboratory. And what you've got little air pockets where you've got pipes going up and down. And the rats will come along the pipe, they'll get a little, you know, have a little breather. And they're a bit like these cave divers, you know. They sort of swim along and they've got very collapsible bodies. So what they can do, they can squeeze through all these little tight twists and turns. And the next thing you know, they've come out, as this gentleman found, in his lavatory bowl. So, it is. I mean, there are ways around it. I mean, there's you could fit, like it's called a rat flap. It's a bit like a cat flap. And they sit between where your house connects up with the sewer system. So basically, it allows waste to leave, but nothing to come back up the pipe.
I'm getting one of those. I'm getting one because I'm telling you now, if this is going to happen to anybody in Northern Ireland, I bet you it happens to me.
Well, I'll tell you what it did happen to. I mean, I was watching an interview once with Sir David Attenborough, and he was saying that, I mean, you know, this is a man that sort of come face to face with, like, you know, two-tongued gorillas. And he said, you know, he was interviewed, and they said, what's your most frightening encounter with a wild animal? And exactly what's happened here, he said, I was in India and I was sitting on the loo and I've looked down and there's a rat looking up at me. And you know, so no one is exempt, not even Sir David.
So these things, I'm trying to understand, because presumably the pipe is quite small. Obviously a rat can go up that. So
yeah, I mean, like I say, if you go on YouTube and just Google, you know, Google or YouTube, whatever, you know, rat swimming up toilet pipe, and I mean, it is quite amazing. I mean, the way it works with a rat is if they can get their head through a hole, they can get the rest of the body through.
Oh, bug.
And you'll see these little holes. I mean, honestly, they're probably about the same diameter as, say, as a squash ball, you know, a golf, maybe smaller than a golf ball. And if they can get the head through, even though they've got quite bulky bodies, they sort of collapse. They collapse them down, you know, they can just squeeze through. They're almost like liquid.
But look, hold on a minute. I've often, because I am terrified, really terrified of these things. I had a little mouse that died in my house. And right. I had to get a man down to lift it. So,
that's not uncommon.
I couldn't go anywhere near these things. And one other time, there was a mouse in my house, and I ran out of the house. I actually, literally, ran out of the house.
They have that effect. I mean, I've got a mate who's a builder, and he's the sort of fellow, you know, he can certainly look after himself. But if he sees a mouse, he'll be on a chair screaming.
So that's a mouse. Now we get to these. Now we get to these rats, right?
Yeah.
So what I'm trying to understand is I've always been told that, look, if you see a rat, don't worry, because it'll run away from you first and all this kind of nonsense.
Yeah.
So why would a rat, if it sees a human being sitting on a toilet, why would it come up and bite you? Surely, if there's any movement, it would scurry back down the pipe.
I mean, obviously, this is a really... I mean, how often do you open the papers or read the news and find... I mean, so first of all, try not to... either give yourself a nightmare or all of your listeners, but it is a very, very uncommon event. And
I'm going to get a potty. That's what I'm going to do.
Go and get a portaloo, eh? But no, it could well be that, obviously, you know, the proximity, the rat had nowhere to go to. Maybe he felt threatened when he saw the gentleman descending towards him and just decided to defend himself.
So when his bum was coming down to the toilet, the rat thought he was being attacked, so he went up and bit it. Well, I'll tell you what, he's lucky he had his bum bit and nothing else.
I know, it makes pretty tears to your eyes, eh?
And is it true, my father, who's dead now, my father used to tell me this story when I was a child, and I have no... To this day, I'm a 42-year-old man, and I still don't know. My dad used to tell me that if a rat bit you, that it's got lockjaw, and even if it's dead, it hangs on to you. And my dad told me this story, that a big rat came up and bit his chest one time. This is embarrassing, I don't know if this is true or not. And he killed the rat, but he had to go to the hospital with the rat hanging off his chest. Now, does lockjaw actually exist with these things or not?
I've heard of, you know, pit bull terriers and such like having it, but I've not come across it with rats. I mean, they have got very long teeth. You know, their teeth are quite long, and it could well be that if the teeth had gone in and sunk in, you know, maybe he was trying to pull it off and the teeth were holding it on. But I've not heard of that. I wouldn't know. It's not something.
Have you been bitten by a rat as a rat catcher?
I haven't, but one of my colleagues. Phil, he got bit a few years ago. He was working down in a basement, and he was sort of rooting around trying to find a light switch, and he put his hand up, and basically there was a rat sat next to where the switch was, and he got bitten on the hand, you know. But it was in a dark basement, and I don't think either he or the rat could see what was going on. I mean, obviously, if you did ever get bit by a rat, first thing you'd want to do is get straight to your doctors and let them know, because they can carry... obviously, diseases such as leptospirosis, which is commonly known as Viles disease. And you start off with, like, flu-like symptoms. And, quite often it could be fatal if it went untreated.
Now, our high sheriff.
He's the man.
Is he off his horse? Jim Rogers, good morning.
Good morning, Stephen.
We're talking here about a man down south, wasn't it? Yes, in Cork, who went to sit in the toilet and a rat came up and bit his bum, Jim.
Well, I've never heard of that happening before, and certainly not in Belfast or Northern Ireland, but there is a major problem at the moment with rats in the city of Belfast.
Well, exactly.
And parts of Northern Ireland.
And that's why I want you on this morning. What are you all doing about it?
Well, our staff, our pest control staff, are working exceptionally hard. People are having to wait now several weeks before we can get anybody out. I also understand that the private companies who deal with this problem, they're also getting a lot of work. Part of the big difficulty in Belfast is there's so much demolition work going on and new constructions taking place, and that's whenever you find a lot of rats' nests are found.
How significant, Jim? Have you been briefed on this? How significant is the rat problem in Belfast?
Well, it's fairly significant, but
Belfast, what does that mean?
Has always been known for having lots of rats, but it seems especially bad in the last number of months.
But have you been given any type of numbers, or has it increased over the last year, or what have you been told?
No, we haven't been given any numbers, but there's certainly been an increase. We only have to look at the number of constituents who are contacting us as public representatives.
Yes.
That is enough for us gauge the problem we're having.
And are your staff flat out at the minute?
Absolutely, and they do a fantastic job. It's not an easy one.
How long's the waiting list?
Well, in some cases, it's a couple of weeks before we can get anybody out.
And now we have this, and obviously this is very, very rare indeed. We can't have people frightened to go to the toilet.
I think it would be wrong to blow this whole thing out of proportion.
But imagine, Jim, a rat coming
under
up.
Under control, Stephen.
Imagine,
make no mistake about it.
Imagine, Jim, a rat coming up and biting your bum.
Well, I don't want to go down that road whatsoever. All I can assure you and your listeners is
I do.
City Council Pest Control are doing a magnificent job dealing
yes.
with it.
Jim, he's
problem.
Trying to lead you down a dark alley. Don't listen to that man. What does this mean about you and your hot tub, though? You can't be having a hot tub if you've got rats in the house, can you?
I don't believe you just said that.
Said what?
Yes, I'm thinking of getting a hot tub.
Well, nothing would surprise me but you, Stephen.
But the rats would be swimming in the hot tub, so you can't have that. You can't have both.
I had these visions, High Sheriff, of you in your Speedos in my hot tub.
Well, you've tried to go down that road with me before, and I'm not prepared to go down that road. I want to talk very sensibly this morning, as this is a serious problem. Most people are terrified and frightened of rats, but I want to assure them that our staff, who do a superb job in pest control, are getting on top of the problem. But it's an ongoing thing, Stephen, make no mistake about it, but people shouldn't panic about it. The media shouldn't blow it out of all proportions, because it's well under control.
Well, here, Jim, it wouldn't be like Stephen to blow something out of proportion or to hype something up. He's
well,
made a good living out of it, Jim.
As a person said to me the other day, whenever they were discussing rats, they said, there's an awful lot of two-legged ones. They're not all four-legged ones, mm-hmm. and that's probably very true.
I'm looking
too,
at one now, Jim.
I'm not saying Stephen's is a rat from that point of view.
He is.
Jim, High Sheriff, we will let you get off your horse and go on your way.
Thank you very much, Stephen. Keep
morning.
Up the good work and have an enjoyable day.
Thank you. Good
Thank
morning.
You. Bye-bye.
He was in quite a serious mood today, wasn't he? He didn't want to play.
He didn't want to go down the route of a rat coming up and biting his bum,
no,
did he?
No, he sidestepped that one.
Vindy, good morning.
Hiya, Stephen. You all right?
I'm doing okay.
Like I've seen, that's worse than Nightmare on Elm Street Part 4. But I have a way around that, Stephen.
And then there's Vinny trying to say that if I get in this hot tub, that the rat will jump into it.
Well, I've got a way around the toilet problem, Stephen.
Yes.
If you lift the toilet seat up
yes.
and don't sit down, just squat over it.
No, I couldn't do that. It's like doing squats in the gym. I'll not be doing that.
Well, that's what you're going to have to do. That rat had a cheek to do that, Stephen, didn't he?
Paul in Belfast. Morning, Paul.
Stephen, I'm concerned about these rats. I mean, are these whale rats or are the toilet trained?
And Jan in Ballygar. Morning, Jan.
Morning, Stephen. Stephen, I'm just saying there. You know, you live in a Fantasy Island.
Yes.
And, you know, there's water all around Fantasy Island. And, you know, the rats, where there's water, there's rats. And I'm going to tell you now, I would say you have a rat every day of the week around your place, or two or three maybe, or four or five.
Don't be saying that now.
Yes, I'm saying it, Stephen, because it's true. Now, one time they opened they were working at my back there, and they left the tree thing off the railing. And I heard this thing up my stairs a few days. And I
hold on, Jan, I can't hear you. I get rid of this dopey music. Take that completely out. Carry on, Jan.
And I couldn't. I said to myself, what is that? Has somebody's cat got into our house when the door was open? And I could hear the thing up the stairs for a few days. And we went up the stairs and we shut all the doors. And we heard it still then on the landing. And the next thing, I left the bathroom door open and the noise disappeared forever. And it was a rat that came up. The man told me it was a rat had come up the pipe. Now, that was up to the second floor, and the rat had come up that way because they were working at the manhole. I'm telling you. And that's why to this day, I've been going to build a toilet down the stairs and another area down the stairs, and I just don't do it because it's far too near the ground. It's far too near the ground.
I don't even want to think about this. Honest to goodness.
Well, I'm telling you. I'm just telling you, I'm due with your fantasy island, but I can guarantee you, you've got loads of rats.
Stop saying that.
Yes. Stephen, that's true. Loads of them. Because if you look in ordinarily, you'll see rats everywhere. The rats are not... I mean, because people are in the Belfast are seeing rats, the rats are in the country everywhere. Stephen, wherever there's a river or wherever there's water, there'll be rats. If you were standing on the side of a river bank, you'd see a rat swimming past you. I would say 9 times out of 10 you'll see a rat swimming past you.
Enough, Jan. Enough.
I know, but I'm just... All right.
Thank you. Morning to you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.